With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In testimony before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray gave his most detailed assessment of potential threats to the U.S.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks. And
we should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Wray says that threats could include homegrown violence as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate has confirmed Jacob Lew, former Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration, as ambassador to Israel.
Democrats say Jack Lew's wealth of government experience, he was also chief of staff to President Obama and White House budget director under Obama and President Bill Clinton, makes him the right person to fill the post at a critical moment in the two countries' relationship. Republicans criticized Lew for his role in the Obama White House when it negotiated the Iran nuclear agreement in 2015. The deal with Iran, the chief sponsor of Hamas, was later scuttled by former President Donald Trump.
Lew is known for backing Barack Obama's anti-Israel policies. He defended Obama's attempt to create distance with Israel and the one-sided nuclear deal with Iran that allowed Iran to emerge as a nuclear power after a decade. Lew also criticized then-President Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, a decision that led to the Abraham Accords. This is SRN News. Christian apologist and author Dr. Alex McFarland has some advice for churches trying to spread the gospel in dark times.
Mark 9:26 says some things are only accomplished by prayer and fasting. The great unspoken tool of evangelism and outreach is prayer.
He tells SRN News,
churches need to have a ministry of prayer and intercession, and that will be used by God to open the hearts of people, ultimately by which they can come into a relationship with Christ.
McFarland says that's the only way to save America. Virginia's legislative races feature a number of candidates whose personal behavior would probably have disqualified them in decades past. The most prominent among them is incumbent Democrat Danica Rome, a man living as a woman. And there's independent Stafford County Supervisor Monica Gary, who promotes the fact that she used to work as an adult dancer in a so-called gentleman's club. This is SRN News. Toyota will invest an additional $8 billion in the hybrid and electric vehicle battery factory it's constructing in North Carolina.
The Japanese automotive manufacturer projects the new investment will bring the job creation total to more than 5,000 when the plant begins operations in 2025. The location near Greensboro will serve as Toyota's epicenter of lithium-ion battery production in North America. It will be a key supplier for the Kentucky-based plant tasked with building Toyota's first U.S.-made electric vehicles. John Scott reporting.
The Biden administration and JetBlue Airways are facing off in court over the administration's effort to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. The trial over the government's antitrust lawsuit began Tuesday in Boston. JetBlue is trying to buy Spirit for $3.8 billion, saying it needs to grow to compete against bigger airlines. More details at SRNnews.com.